taking care of a thing. Okay, a couple of things. So first, Baruch Hashem, I was able to make a bar mitzvah for my son on the Chol HaMoed yesterday. Today is the yahrzeit of the late Rabbi Moshe Yehuda Teichner, who was a very big Talmid Chacham who lived here in the nursing home in Fort Tryon, and we had a relationship for some time, and he was a very big baki in all the Sfarim, and the last time I had a conversation when he was fully awake was last Hoshana Rabbah, and he was nifter shortly after, in the nursing home you find hidden tzaddikim, who are just, you know, there's a woman, Mrs. Trudy Breuer, who's just nifter recently, from the Chevra Kadisha, mamish hidden tzaddikim. You know, it's like the Gemara says that, you know, some of the, because of the memches tzaddikim, some of them are sitting in the back row. You know, you don't know, you know who they are, but so some of them are, you know, in the nursing home. You know, they're not in the prominent places in the world. You know, you got to find out those hidden tzaddikim and take advantage to get to know them before it's too late. Okay, today is the first time we're learning since before Yom Kippur. So as the minig is, we start with a niggun, and then we'll go into the learning. We spent basically the first month just, you know, going through Hargasha and all the you know, shitas and this. So I think we're ready to move on for that. And but we'll sing a niggun now, and we'll go on. Avinu Avrahamon. Nam rachem rachem yaleinu uvein v'liveinu vino lehavinu lehaskil avinu avrahamon nam rachem rachem. Lishmar v'lasar Tells us in Parshas Metzora,
oh, this is a new packet.
Yes, that there are different types of tumor of nida, that sometimes when there's going to be blood, you know, we talk about all the uterine blood, but sometimes it's going to make the woman a nida, and sometimes it's going to make the woman a zava. So the Torah says, the isha, so first kisya zava, dam ye zava v'sar shivas yomim b'tineh v'dindosa v'chol adogel v'a yitma ad'arif. So we have a woman who has a flow. Now, a flow here just can mean either a tipa, you know, it doesn't mean like a reboot, you know, reboot down. It's a little confusing because it uses the word zava, and here it's referring to the din of nida. Here it just means zava, means a flow. Again, a flow means even a mashahu, you know. So if she sees dam, shivas yomim tiyeh benidasa. So that means that she's tamei for 7 days. So it means the din daraisa of nida is if a woman sees blood for 2 days, say, she waits 5 more days and then she goes to the mikvah. But the whole package deal is a seven day process, and that's all she needs to do. Nothing more. You know, the concept that we have today of Zayin Nikiyim, that you need not only 7 days but 7 clean days, right, is not a Torah concept. Meaning, it's a concept in halacha, but it's not in the meaning. Torah concept, I mean, you know, it's not a deraisa. So it's a little bit misleading because you see zava, you think, oh, zava, you know, but that's not what it's referring to. It's referring to nida. It uses the concept of zava, meaning just that there was dam and hamakor.
I was going to say, I heard that the whole origin behind this seven nikiyim was that. Women of
Kali
took that upon.
Yeah, we're going to get that. We're going to get to that. Yeah, it's a whole. You're 10 steps ahead of us, so we'll catch up to you. Okay. Shivas Deyamti Yaminidasa, and then it tells you all the halachas about Tumah Tara that are not so nogeya b'zman hazeh, except if you have to paskin a shayla on schach mats. And that's important shayla to be able to paskin on schach mats, to know whether your sukkah is kosher, whether it's pasul midaraisa. So that's why you have to be very careful with these alternate methods and things that, like Rabbi Willing was saying to me before Yontif, you really have to know these halachas, or else you can mamish, put on a thing on your sukkah that's a psul daraisa. So, Rabbi Temple said many years ago that the Avnei Nezer said he doesn't want to paskin on Or Chaim until he's Baki in Tumah V'Tahara, even though most things today are we don't need Kodshim, we don't need Taras, we don't need these things, but the two areas in Halacha that are relevant is Kaksamim, that a Kesem on something that's not Mekabel Tumah is Tahar, so you have to know what's Mekabel Tumah. And then Schach, you can't use Schach that's Mekabel Tumah, so then you have to know what's Mekabel Tumah. So these are and then the Torah tells us on page 2, V'isha ki yozuv zov doma yomim rabim below es nidosa. Okay, sozov of nidosa koli mei zov tumosa ki mei nidosa diya tumea hi. And then he says, the Pasuk says that what if a woman sees dam, but it's not the regular time of the cycle? In other words, the simple shot is every month when the woman sees dam that month, that's dam nida. And then after those 7 days of nida days, if she would see blood on day 8 and on, and she sees it yomim rabim, which Rashi says shlosha yomim, means she bleeds for 3 days in a row, then what's the pasuk says? Chavches titara mizova v'sofra la shivas yomim achet titar. So then she has to stop bleeding, and then she needs zayin nikiyim. Zayin nikiyim. So that's what it is. So so you have the regular dinida is when she the original bleeding of the month. And the original bleeding of the month is she sees 1 day, she just waits 6 more days and goes to the mikvah. There's no din of Zayin Nikiyim, it's just Zayin Yomim, period. But if the bleeding is after those 7 days, and it's a 3 day event after the original 7 days, then she becomes a Zova Gedola, and she has to wait Zayin Nikiyim, and then she can go to the mikvah. So the concept of Zayin Yomim that we do today, so today every woman does Zayin Nikiyim, right? So Korah Pashtus is, what's the why? I mean, a woman today Pashtus is only a what? It's a nida, unless she sees afterwards. But every month that she sees again, she's a nida. That's the ace nidosa. And then if she sees after the 7 days, that's low ace nidosa. So then she should only have to have seven. But Chazal made this gzeira to treat every woman today like a zava gedola. Because you know how it is in this world. You make chilukim, people won't hold cup. They don't understand what's the difference. You gotta just have one unilateral halacha. Always Zayin Nikiyim. Then people will go. But if you say, this one, the Torah is given for the hamonah. You know, the Torah is not given for the gedolim and for the, you know, I mean, the practice of Judaism is for everybody. So we got to do. So Chazal thought that if you don't make it unilateral, that it's always Zayin Nikiyim, there could always be mistakes. So we treat every woman today as if she's a Zava Gedola, and every woman, when she gets her period, even though the Pashas is that's Eis Nidosa, and therefore she should be able to go to the mikveh when?
After 7 days.
No, we say no. She has to first stop bleeding. And then we ascertain she stopped bleeding, and then 7th Kiyam, and then the mikveh. And we even do more than that. In other words, what we do is, say a woman bleeds for 2 days. So then, even 3 days, say. So Pashas is, you could say, so now let her do 7 Zayin Nikiyim, because we're treating every. So we have another halacha that we require 5 days because we want to make sure that the Zayin Nikiyim are not only Naki from Dam, but also Naki from Shechva Zera. So the Zayin Nikiyim means that the 7 clean days there's no bleeding, and there's no fresh semen that's in her body that's going to come out during the Zayin Nikiyim, and will also ruin the Zayin Nikiyim. Yeah. No, so we'll see as we learn what did Chazal do and what did the women add to Chazal. But there was more. Step by step, we'll get to it today, tomorrow, next day, whatever.
There had been Shifra Zera that would make her back to the inn.
So the Shifra Zera would possible that day.
But 3 days
spans 4 days. In other words, if you have 3 days, 3 days means 3 24-hour periods. So that's going to span 4 days, and then you can make a mistake. So the Ashkenazim have a 5th day. I guess Ashkenazim make more mistakes than Spartan. Right, Vada, right? Yeah.
What are the 5 days? What are the added?
In other words, when a woman bleeds, right? Mm-hmm. So she says she bleeds 3 days. She's going to wait 2 more days,
and then
7 days after that. So the concept of Zayin Nikiyim is not in the Chumash, because again, the regular Nida, that's Pasuk Yutes, Shivas Yomim, that's it. And then the other halacha is on page 3, the Sofer La Shivas Yomim, that's the Shiva Yomim Nikiyim. Tihara Mizova means that she stopped bleeding. Not a halachic that she's Torah and halacha. She stopped the bleeding. The flow stopped. Okay, now. Okay, there's a lot to say here, but I want to do it in a certain order for the sake of clarity. So, take a look in the Ramban on page 7. I told you the Rambam is the one who codified the whole Torah in Prakim and Halachas, and you know that's why in this generation the Rambam is very popular, because the Rambam basically he wrote like the original type of textbook with chapters, and you know, like Shas is very, you know, for the modern man, you know. It's not in the order that a modern person would, it's a discussion, then you bring something else. And the Rambam said, no, we're going to do Hilchos Brachos, now we're going to record all of Hilchos Brachos. We're going to do Hilchos Shabbos, we're going to record Hilchos. Now, if you learn Gemara, you know that any Gemara you learn is going to have halachas from all areas, because they're going to ask a kasha from a Mishnah in Kalim to this, and they're, you know, it's all, you know, So the Rambam says, but now let's categorize it. So the other Rishonim didn't, I don't know, is there any other Rishon that did it on all of Torah like the Rambam, but other Rishonim did it on specific areas of Halacha, like there's Hilchas Brachos Laharitva, or Hilchas Chala LaRamban, and then the Ramban wrote Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida with, you know, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, you know, it's very, so in Halacha Yud Beis, he writes, Ein Ziva El B'Yud Aleph Shem Smuchim L'Zayin Sherosa Behem Nidus. In other words, what's Lo Eis Nidasa? Lo Eis Nidasa means the 11 days after the initial 7 days. The initial 7 days starts when she gets a period this time. And then you have 7 days. And then if she sees Dam in the 11 days, for 3 days in a row, then she does what? That's a Zava Gedolah. But after the 11 days, if she sees Dam, that's considered like a new month, so to speak. That's a new thing. And then the Dam she'll see after the 11 days, any time after the 11 days. A month after the 11 days. That's already a new Nida cycle. You know, but in other words, when does the Zava opportunity expire? It's after the 11 days. Whenever it comes out, whenever the bleeding will come out after those 11 days.
No opportunity to come as Ziva. A Zava is 11 days after the 7.
Right. And then when is the next 7? Potentially it can come right after the 11, or it can come a month later, or 2 months later, or whatever. It doesn't have. There's a famous Rambam that says, no, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. You know, it's confusing because we don't pass like that. I don't want to talk about it today because it'll just confuse you. It's not. That's why he says, he's Zohar b'minyan zeh shekvar ta'abo echad migdolei ha-mechadr.
Maybe the Rambam?
Yeah. He says, be careful with this minyan because one of the great mechadrim, meaning the Rambam, made a mistake. That's what the Ramban said. We don't speak that way, but the Ramban, you know, the Ramban says.
He's saying you can't come as Ziva and just stop. You have to first become Ziva and then if you're within the same period that you
become Ziva. So first, in other words, the Zava comes in the 11 days right after the 7 days. So then you have an opportunity to become a Zava. But say you say you only see blood for 1 day in the 11 days, or 2 days for the 11 days, that's called a Zava Katana. The Zava Katana, and a Zava Katana only has to wait 1 day. That's called the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees 1 day, she waits 1 day. She waits 2 days, also wait 1 day, and then she goes to the mikvah. And even mixes the Yom Kikula or whatever. But, Zava, we're talking about Zava Gedola, is season 3 days in the 11. If she sees in the 11, but it's not 3 days, it's 2 days or 1 day, then she only needs 1 day to Torah, and then she go to the mikvah, and that 1 day could even be a mikvah seyom kikulo, and that's called Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, where she sees 1 day of Tara Keneged the 1 day of Tumah.
She can be found in the morning already.
Yeah.
She's
there's two Ramban and Rambam that Ramban holds that Shemekim counts in the 11 days.
I don't want to talk about the difference. I don't want to talk about it. All I want to talk to you about is what the halacha is now. Because if we're going to start bringing in Rambams that are not the halacha, it's going to confuse you. So until you have it 100% straight what the halacha is, I'm not bringing in anything else. I mentioned it very very quickly. But there's another shita, and maybe in the future shiur we can talk about it a little bit more because it's the loke halacha. But and we can spend the whole year just speaking about the Rambam shita, which is the loke halacha. So I'm going to focus now on what the halacha is.
Remind us for the next month to start using Dasa because he's doing backward to Shemekim. Meaning if she's a Zogadola starting days 8.
Then day 11,
she becomes
Zohar Gedolah.
So then Shemekiyah,
after Shemekiyah, she's going to be a Nidah. After the Shemekiyah, she's going to be a Nidah. Even though it's after 11 days, you're
just factoring in Shemekiyah. After 11 days, right, it'll be an opportunity to become a Nidah again. So
the cash from Shemekiyah is still... Right, after the 7 days is the 11 days, yeah. Okay, now. So now let's take a look in the Gemara Nida Samach Vav Amud Aleph on page 13. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hiskin Rebbe Besados. The Sados are the suburban areas. I know when I was a kid, there was no Frumkeit in the suburban areas. All I know is that my parents had some friends in Long Island. They were from, you know, and I knew when we go to Long Island, that means we're going on a long trip, and I'm probably going to vomit in the car. And it's usually very fine people, but not, you know, necessarily Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. The Sados, they didn't have, the Frum people were all in the ear. Then things changed as time, you know, I'm talking about a long time ago. You know, and then things changed. You have a lot of, you know, Frum people in the Sados as well. But the Sados. So in the time of Chazal, it was like when I was growing up. In the Sados, you had the people who are not the B'nai Torah. Makam she'ena b'nei Torah, ve'ena b'yodos limnos, pesach nidus, masahen, you may need them, masahen, you may zov. So, the sados, you know, people, I mean, here, they've mashed that they were from, but they didn't, you know, weren't so learned. So he says like this. So Rebbe made a takana in the sados, and he said like this. Rasa yom echad. If a woman sees dam for one day, mida dam. So what does she have to do? So what's the halacha midaraisa? You keep six more days. Teishev shisha. Vuhu. In other words, that day and six more days. So that he didn't do anything, because that's the dindaraisa. Right? Shnayim. If a woman bleeds for 2 days, then they need the time. So now, what's the din d'oraisa? Five more days. So he says, he made a takana that teishev shisha v'hein, that you should keep 6 days. Why? Because maybe the first day of the 2 days was from the zivah, from part of the 11. And therefore, the second day was the first day out of the 11, so only the first day really counts for nida, so then you have to keep 6 more days. Shlosha, but if she sees for 3 days, so again, midoraisa, what's the halacha? 4 more days. So he says, no, shlosha, teshev shiva nikiyim. So shlosha, she has to keep zayin nikiyim. Because we're afraid that even though, you know, it was nida, but maybe it was zavan, maybe she made a mistake. So if you're doing, you only bled one day, and it was a mistake, it's really part of the Zavah time. So anyway, well, you're keeping 6 more days, so you're fine. If it's 2 days, if it will be part of the Zavah, you don't need it 1 day, but maybe it's part of the Nidah. So you need, you know, 5 more days. But we're conscious that maybe you made a mistake, 1 day was part of the Zavah, 1 day was part of the Nidah. For 3 days, if Nida, we're afraid that maybe it's a mistake, and it's really was in the 11-day period. So Shiva Nikiyim. So the concept of keeping Shiva Nikiyim for a regular Nida is a takan of Rebbe. It's not part of the women took upon themselves. That was Rebbe. Because anytime you see 3 days in the Nida, then maybe it was a mistake, and really it's part of the Zava. So that's takanas Rebbe. And then comes Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira, Benos Yisrael Echmiru Matzah. So what was Benos Yisrael Echmiru Matzah? They weren't Hechmiras Atzmam, that you, every woman has to keep 7 days when they saw 3. That's already Takanas Rebbe. So Rav Zeira, Benos Yisrael Echmiru Matzah, Shafilu Roos Tipas Dam Kechadol. Even if they see just a little bit, and we'll discuss, even if they see just a little bit is not 3 days. A little bit is a little drop. So why should we So that, for sure, you shouldn't have to keep. Because what's the chashash? Shafilu rose tipas dam kechardel, yoshvos aleha shiva nekiyah. You have to what? Keep shiva nekiyah. Because, one second. And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains the different explanations. Let's just say over the Rabbeinu Yonah, because it could be even if you have a tipas dam, maybe that was a collection of the last 3 days. Maybe tipa minus less than a very small amount came out 3 days ago, and another one came 2 days as well, and they're still collecting inside the woman. They came out of the uterus, but the tipas dam maybe it could be. Most probably not, but it's a chashash. So they said, whenever a woman sees a tipas dam, we're going to assume that's that maybe is a collection from 3 days, and it's a collection from 3 days. We have to be choshish that maybe it was a zava collection and not a nida collection. So that's the chiddush of Rav Zeira. That's the chiddush of the Benos Yisrael. But the fact that if a woman sees for 3 days, you're right. That you don't need Rav Zeira. That's Takanas Revi Besados.
Is collection?
No, it's collecting inside of the woman, in the vaginal canal. It came out of the uterus, and it's collecting the vaginal canal. Is it normal? No. Probably not normal. It probably was all from 1 day, if it's just a tifa, but a possibility that it was really a collection of 3 days. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation. And therefore you have to wait.
And none of it came out.
Well, a woman becomes a nida inside the body. In other words, it doesn't have to come out lav yirolim to become a nida. As long as it came from the uterus outside, then no.
First of all, this tipa was not kachada, we were talking yesterday. We assumed that there was a hargosha involved with the tipa was not kachada, right?
Yeah.
It was the sort of hargosha.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a camouflage hargosha, but it was a hargosha.
Yeah, okay.
So, the second question is, Rabbi Shavasodos, why wasn't he, if you see 1 day, why wasn't he mistaken? Seven, why doesn't she have, why don't we say that she made a mistake?
You see 1 day?
If you see 1 day, okay.
If you see one day,
then she's going to go to the time at worst.
At worst, yeah. Right. 1 day was an either, but maybe it was in the Zohar period. Right. But then you have to keep 1 day.
We have to be back because they were an either.
Right. So yeah. The Kiddush of Rav Zeira is that even a tipas dam, we'll assume it's really 3 days. If she sees in the 11 days, so how much did she see? How many days?
She got her period in 11 days. Yeah.
If she got her period in the 11 days, meaning she saw for how many days in 11 days?
One.
No. When she gets her period, that's the beginning. Meaning, that's the part of the original 7 days. If she got another period right after the 7 days, then not. But whenever she gets her period, that's the beginning. That's the 7 days.
But it's not like I said.
That's the Rambam's thing. Well, but with that, we I don't want to confuse you with that.
What about the rest of the month?
After the 11 days are over, whenever she'll see Dom, that's the next 7 days. It doesn't have to be right away after the 11.
During the 11 days, say she's blood, not. In other words. How specifically does it work with the 11 days?
How specifically does it work in the 11 days? If she sees Dom in the 11 days, if it's one day she sees, then she has to wait one day and then go to the mikvah. If it's 2 days, she waits one day and goes to the mikvah. If it's 3 days, then she has to have Zayin Nikiyim and then go to the mikvah.
She has to wait for her husband during this 11-day period?
Only if she sees Dom. The 11-day period, you mutter to your husband if there was no bleeding. No, that's why it's called below es nidasef, not normal.
What's that common?
It's not the norm is to see in the needed time. That's why the Torah calls it lo es nidasa, meaning it's not normal, nish normal.
She also put a corporate, so it's
yeah, nish normal. Yeah.
The Ramban that we saw was talking about the Din D'oraisa?
The Ramban was talking about the Din D'oraisa. Yeah, in other words, the Din D'oraisa is the Din Nida starts after the 7, yeah.
Well, this era in time that
we just
have
a kind
of No.
The Rambam is out of the. There's a famous Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, on page 14. Tanu Rabbanon, ein omdim lispala lo mitoch din, lo mitoch dvar halacha, lo mitoch halacha psuka. I remember there was a Rebbe here in the yeshiva. He was the Bochein, Rabbi Shraga Feivel Paretsky. You probably never heard of him, unless you look good at in the warm shul on the bima. There's a cover on the bima, and it says it was Leiloi Nishbas Rav Shraga Feivel Paretsky. So I was very close with him. He learned in Radin. He knew the Chofetz Chaim. He knew the Afikayam also, yeah. Yeah, he used to speak and learning with the Afikayam, right. Afikayam would tell him to come by bike. They go visit him. It would be easier. Tell him to come by bike. So Paretsky used to tell me he never liked to daven mincha after shir. Because either that shows that the shir wasn't a shir, or the mincha is not a mincha. Meaning, because he's so involved in the shir, then he can't concentrate now on the mincha because he's too still. So if he would daven, that only would show that the mincha, that the shir wasn't a shir because it's not. He didn't have to think about it. Or if it was a good shir, then the mincha wouldn't be a mincha because that's what he used to say. Okay, but the ma'isa. So that's why it says he should only daven. You know, with a halacha psuka, something that's not too complex. So he says, what's an example of halacha psuka? Amar Rabbi Kehadar Abzeir, Amar Abzeir, Benosh Yisrael Hachmir Al Atzmo, Shafil Rosh Kippah Dam Kechardo, Yoshua Zal Hazayim Akim. So even though, as some point out, the reasoning might not be such, you know, it might be more complex, but the halacha is always Zayin Akiyim, so nothing to think about, so to speak. So that's an example of halacha psuka. So it's interesting, you know, when we make Birkas HaTorah in the morning, so what do we say? Eilu Dvarim Shelem Shior, right? Yivrach Hashem Yishvracha, right? We say certain things. But look at the Rambam Siddur on page 15. Nogu Ha'am Likros B'chol Yom B'Shachar Acha Shekorim Pashat Sav Birkas Kohanim. And then look what the Rambam had in the Siddur. Amar Rav Zeira, Benos Yisrael, Echmir Atzman, Shafir Rosh, Tipos Dam Kachal, Yoshua Lazayim Nekim. That was in the Rambam Siddur. Every morning, like we don't have that in our Siddur. I don't know anybody's Siddur who has it today. But that was in the Rambam Siddur. You say Birkas HaTorah, Nosen HaTorah, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha. Well, does he have that? I don't know if he has that. But he has the Mishnah in Peah, Eilu Dvarim Shel Elohim, Tam Tov Tam Glom, and Amar Zeir Benos Yisrael Hachmir Al Asmam, Shafil Rosh Tibas Dam Kichardol, Yosef Ulo Zayim Nekim. Interesting. And that's why the Rabbeinu Yonah is in this Gemara in Brachas. The Rabbeinu Yonah that explains the reason for the Zayim Nekim is, there was the context, why is this doing in the Rabbeinu Yonah? Because this idea of Bnos Yisrael, of the Reb Zeira, is a classic example of Halacha Psuka. So that's why it's brought brachas, and then Rabbeinu Yonah here comments the reason for the Halacha. So he writes on the first wide line. El Peshar Adover Hukach, on page 16, first wide line. Shim Haya Omer Dam Stam Hayin Omerim Sheim Zeh Chumra Kolkach Nesh Shlosha Batim Heim VeIsha Cheder Aliyah Prozdor Adam Beruba. If she sees a lot, if you have a lot of dam, so it's probably 3 days worth. Efshar Mayom Shlosha Yomim Nekar VeYotzeh BeYom Rishon Maat. The Beis Pnimi, Yom Sheni a little bit more, Yom Shlishi a little bit more. So it's a 3 day collection. Even though you don't have to be choshesh that. But he says, well, as long as you can't, but the chiddush is of Benos Yisrael is Apple Pishu Dover Muat, right? Dover Muat is different. There are other reasons, but again, I don't want to complicate things at this point. So this is the now. The big question is there ever room? You know, this comes up a lot, that women have ovulate before the time they can go to the mikvah. Like I say today, every woman has to do Zayin Nikiyim. And not only Zayin, the other day, the Raisa, you only have to keep 7 days. So then, most probably you're going to get the ovulation, because she ovulates on the eighth day, the ninth day, so 7 days, and then she's already at the mikvah. But if she ovulates in the ninth day and she's only allowed to go to the mikvah the 12th day, so she's going to miss ovulation. So, is there any het there to be makel on that? So we'll see. So this is a big shaila in the poskim. Rav Abadi said to me, "Bizman hazeh, he doesn't think it's such a big deal because today you could put artificial insemination from the husband's zera." And then that could be done even when she's an Eda. So that it's not having a Maisabia. So the question is not as pressing, because we have other ways of doing it. I mean, still, you know, still expensive and this and that, but, you know, in other words, when the poskim originally discussed this question of, I mean, it's called, Rabbi Jackson once wrote an article called Orthodox Infertility. That Orthodox people who obviously keeping the halacha of the five and the seven, and then they're missing the ovulation. So it was more of a discussion, you know, when there was no alternative. Today there could be an alternative of being Mazria, the woman, without Master Tashmish. They'll get the husband's. They'll retrieve Zera from the husband, and then just not through intercourse, but through shooting it into the woman.
What's the usual ovulation?
Well, most women who are okay, so they're going to be ovulating by day 12, 13, etc. Then they'll become pregnant. You know.
There are drugs
that delay, right? You know, we have Baruch Hashem a lot of different things that we could.
But before all of that, everyone's still keeping the halakha, so people still got pregnant.
Before what?
Before all the drugs and before all the methods.
People got pregnant. Some people never got pregnant. Some people never get pregnant. Unfortunately, you know, as we know, a lot of people don't have children, unfortunately. And, So the question is there, is there any way to say that maybe the whole thing, you know, is only a Drabanan or this or that? So then maybe all you have to do is the Daraisa. You know, why should the Chumra Drabanan or this take away the opportunity to have a child? Those with Rabbanan do, would they say you should keep their takana at the expense of having a child? So there's a famous Ramban on page 17. So he's very stuck, the Ramban. Page 17. Halacha Yutes says Chumra Zu Shenogu Benos Yisrael, the Chumra of Benos Yisrael, Hukshara Be'enei HaChachamim. The Chachamim liked it. They accepted it. In other words, Ve'osu Osa KeHalacha Psuka. In other words, even though it's a minig, you know, of women, you know, so maybe the minig of women should, you know, shouldn't have such strength to it. But Chachamim liked it, and they accepted it like a real halacha. B'chol makom v'fichach osur la'odem la'akel bo rosho la'olam. You can never be makel. You can never be makel on the Zion, on the requirement of Zion Akim. That's what Ramban says.
Question from the Rishabai also.
The what?
That it was a common.
Yeah. Yeah, and take a look in the Meiri on page 18.
אלא שכוונוסי לכתוב בכלל קוצר לידע עניין חומרוסו מצד שזהו המינג שנוגו היום בכל מקום עש ישראל ושחומר זו אף על פי שבנו עש ישראל הן שהחמירו וחושר שרחוקס הגיעו מכך קיבלו החכמים מידה מקימו את דבריהם ועשו כהלוך הפסוקה שאין עליו תשובה. But it's הלוך הפסוקה אין עליו תשובה means there's no retort. You can't say, oh, in this case it's different. Oh, halacha psuka.
It sounds like from the rift that they
said a thing, and the Nahum Israel could have been. In other words,
he's the first, and then the second,
or
they're following
his. You mean he mentioned it in a drasha to the women on Shabbos afternoon, and then the women liked it? I don't know.
Maybe, but that's the
Ramban. Okay, now there is a sefer called Galya Masechta, page 19. It's a very chashuv sefer. He says a lot of interesting original things. So he writes. He says Amarti Lachkor Lahamtzi Ezen Tias Kula Lepetach Tikva. The base Israel be Esek Sheilas Ksomim. Sheipol believe a more list topic, but Mariso Frat, Mashel Vivuno, Svias Nakim, Yeshasa. So he wants to discuss, is there any Kula? It's also Lachor, Mignone, Mili, Drabana, Darama, Rachel, Mamrim. Like a mission of Mishael Rabban, picking also say to you, "Vechazal Chamur Mishal Torah." So, is there any coolers? So he says that if it's a Dakana Drabbanon Omnam, but such as the Chag Lomer, the Dafke Esek Zera Dakana Vaskavah Shenasa Bevad Chachomim or Neviim. Was if the Chachamim get together and convene and make a halacha, so that's it. When the Nevi'im based on Godel, everyone has to listen to it. This generation and all the future generations have to listen. But what if it wasn't a Takana Drabbanan? Like,
the did of Rav Zeir. The did of Rav Zeir. Was it Benot Yisrael? So he says, that's not a Takhanas Chachamim. He says, Lefichach here on the left side, the arrow, Roy Lomar Pshitus, Al Indian Chumid Rav Zeir, but the Bekal Liftarim Hemena. Whereas, Bekal Liftarim Hemena, meaning, if you have some type of Tzorech, then you could look away from it. Bekal Liftarim Hemena. If you have any tzad that possibly, you know, would say that you can be makel, yesh lahakel. Wow. So this is, you know, 180 degrees from the Ramban. Now, did he ever see this Ramban? Or, you know, some achronim, like the Shagis Aryeh, okay, Arishan said it, but that's not going to, you know, like the Shagas Aryeh Shita is that you need a Gemara. In other words, you say Pshat in the Gemara, I can say a different Pshat in the Gemara. In other words, the Shagas Aryeh wasn't bound by Rishonim. Or the Shagas Aryeh in a Tshuva will tell you which Rishon he thinks is he agrees with. So it's not like, oh, Rishon said it, so that's it. So, I don't know, the Galia Masechta, he's very bold, you know, he holds that what we do on Chanukah, what Ashkenazim do on Chanukah, that everyone lights menorah and makes a bracha, he thinks it could be a bracha levatala, that everyone should make their own bracha on Chanukah. That's why the Sephardim, I think, I like what the Sephardim do. Have one menorah for the household, the Sephardim. I would institute that, but my kids would never go for that. But I would institute that. And again, I say this all the time, but if I was in charge of a yeshiva, I wouldn't allow everyone to light Neir's Chanukah. I would do like they do in Tells. One menorah for the whole yeshiva. Now they have a couple of buildings, maybe they want a menorah per building, but not this idea everyone lights. And that's what I would do. But my kids would go for it, and I'm not in charge of the yeshiva. So, from either aspect, I don't win here. Now, Bekal Liftarim Mimena is what? Is the opposite of the Ramban. Ramban says, Ein Lahakel La'olam. So you. Anymore? Yeah, he uses one. One second, he says, Ein Mahakal Barosho La'olam. Ein Mahakal Barosho La'olam. So, but that's what he says. Now, so the question, so this is the source that some people maybe want to be makel. Certainly a person who the doctor's saying is ovulating too early, so chora, you know, should be included in the kula of the Galia Masechta. But, on the other hand, the Ramban says not that way. Ramban says Ein Lahakel. Now, one second. Now, the only question is, Rav Shechter asked this question, is but most cases, if she sees for 3 days blood, like a regular woman who gets a period, she sees for 3 days. So that's not the Takan of, that's not Minig Benos Yisrael, that's Takanas Rebbe Masada. Takanas Rebbe Masada is that you have to keep Zayin Nekiyim. The Chumrah Benos Yisrael is even if you didn't see 3 days, you only saw one Tipa. So then, and Takanas Rebbe Masada was clearly a Takana. So that was, Shechter was going to write a letter, or did write to Rav Gusman, we'll see in a second. So what's the relevance? What's the big, you know, how many times do we should, does she only see a people? You know,
he's going to see more than a tipa. So then it's not Takanas Rebbe, it's not the Chumra, the Rav Zeira of Nos Yisrael. It's Takanas Rebbe Mishra Belich. That's a real Takanas. So then you can't play around with the he only said it. The Galya Masechta only said it. The Gabi what? The Gabi things that are not Takanas. He agrees if it's Takana, then it's a Takana. He can't. But if you look in the Galya Masechta inside, he talks about this. He deals with this question. So he says, Esher, in the next paragraph, he says, So he says that what? That it was Takanas Rebbe Besados. Takanas Rebbe was Besados for the Ein of B'nai Torah. So he says, Avim Memes Rebbe in Timan the East of the Gemara, the Tikin Kach Lanoshim Shem Besados, Efter Lechalak and Lechokia with Timan the East of the Beitza. Someone says in Beitza that if it's what? It was Gozu Mishum Deina B'nai Torah, so then, maybe there's room to be made from.
For B'nai Torah.
Yeah, if it was. B'nai Brad,
or
Lake. Yeah. You have a Gemara Beitza here? You're getting Gemara Beitza? I'll show you in a second. He quotes the. What is the Gemara basically talking about? If somebody dies in Yontif Sheni, right? So the Gemara says if they die in Yontif Rishon, you can bury with a goy. Yontif Sheni, even though they're Israel. Most communities don't do that anymore. In Satmar, they bury in Yontif Sheni. And Breuers, they used to. On Yontif Sheni, they would bury in Yontif Sheni. Thank you. So here in the the Tosis on that vlog here. He says the word says the Shabbos shall only be more mace the other shame. You should not be a torah in him. You can't be made of. You can only, but if it's B'nai Torah, it would be different. So maybe here it's Besados, so it's for the Ein of B'nai Torah, so then he made the Gezeirah for the Ein of B'nai Torah. But if you're from the B'nai Torah, that would be different. So Hiski Rebbe Shem Besados is for the Ein of B'nai Torah. So maybe, so it's not really a Takana, a full-fledged Takana. So that's what he's saying over here, that Chumash Rebbe in Chiman Di Yisuf Gemara. So that's the answer to the question that the Rav Shachta and Rula were talking about. That how can you even say that we can be so mech on that it's only a minog, it's not a real takana because of Benos Yisrael, but most cases are not Benos Yisrael. But the other cases, at least they're Takanas Rebbe Shepesados. That was the key. And so there's a question, should a person really follow this? This idea, and so Rav Gusman has the famous. He's the one who put it in Miksav that he. Rav Gusman was a big gaon. He's in the Bezdin of Chaim Oizer. Then he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Lubavitch at one point. And then he started his own yeshiva. And then he moved to Eretz Israel. He was a big goat. Now they wrote a biography of Rav Glusman. So he says, so he quotes this tshuva. So first he writes on page 20, on the second arrow, on the right side, he says, Vada yesh mokam loman mokam l'nias pir of yirivya lo nokam lo chmir b'chum razu. Right? If it's going to be a case of nias pir of yirivya, then we shouldn't have to be machmir. And then he says, then he found it in the Gali Masechta, saying that idea. Now, and this is, so there were some, perhaps some Rabbanim who, but you know, as Rav Abadi pointed out, Bezman Hazeh, you have another opportunity, so the tzorach to be, you know, be mako is, you know, it's not as urgent if you could just do it through artificial insemination, using the husband's zera. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva also. Know about that. You know, he discusses Tatamulai the Rakhma Dov Shagama the Raisi Kiyama Mitzvah. Yeah, what were you going to say?
In cases where both of them don't work, I've heard that nowadays there are cases where you can't alter, like someone even with the current technology is still not alter. So, the question still applies nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it could. And then Rav Moshe writes, you know, Yodod Yedidi. He said, we've been dealing with this question for 2 years. We got more like Yosef Mastery, we got more like Yosef Mishon, like Yosef Mishon, we got more like Yosef Elio Henkin, like Yosef Elio Seilu. He says, V'adayin anu matchim ul hashir, ki kashim ol mo ul hakel, v'dov shechmir bo tuba. He says, it's not so simple, to be mako. So it's a big, Then there's a tshuva in the Beis Avi, but also another, not a fertility question, but he says about a shaila of yeah. A balas tshuva. You had a non-religious couple. The Beis Avi writes Rav Libus on page 23. You have a non-religious couple, and now she becomes frum, and her husband is still not frum. So he's not going to be willing to keep 12 days, to abstain for 12 days. And obviously she's from, she would, but he won't. So the question is, to get divorced, but could we be mako to keep the marriage, and then we wouldn't have to get divorced? So that's the part of this discussion, that, a possibility to be mako for Takanas Hashavim. In other words, she wants to do tshuva, so now we're going to make her get divorced because he's not willing to do it. So that was his discussion. So maybe Shem Takanas Hashavim. Sometimes we go, we make on certain drabanans, that that's not a shashavim to let people that people want to do tshuva, we're not going to make penalize them and make life harder for them.
Isn't that very dangerous to say? Because if you could say, even you know, someone's firm doesn't necessarily want to wait the day, so we do make also that way.
Right, you're right, right. So it's it is dangerous to say, but the question is, you know, whenever these heterim are given, it's a very private, you know, a very private setting.